Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Altus Group podcast series. Today we're speaking with Thomas Dubel, who's the senior director at Altus Group's Sparks, Maryland office. Tom leads Altus Group's location and incentive strategy services practice and is going to give us an update on the latest tax credits and incentive trends. And how are you doing today, Tom?
Great. Happy to be here.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us. Let's jump right in. Tell us about the overall landscape in the U.S. when it comes to tax credits and incentives.
Well, the overall landscape is fairly rich, nationally across the country. Based on our experience and research as well as updated review looks, we estimate there are approximately 13,000 different incentive opportunities available that range from everything from cash grants to tax credits, et cetera, across the U.S. So it's quite rich. And I think, out there also are local incentives in areas where aren't even counted in that 13,000. And it's really opportunity for the taking for companies expanding and, locating around the U.S.
So then tell us about the four major categories when it comes to tax credits and incentives then.
Well, I don't know if they're categories or they're more. I think what we find is we find if you go out there to any company today and you say, what is keeping you, companies that aren't taking advantage of incentives, what is keeping you from doing that? And there are four major areas of concerns. One is the general, and always here it is well, they're too complex. We're not equipped to go after them. And, that's really why it's important for companies to work with outside consultants and experts in the field in order to maximize those incentive opportunities. They range from everything from statutory opportunities, which are, fairly straightforward, but they do take time. And they take time to not only implement, but time to understand, as well as, the discretionary and the very detailed incentives. And that's where your third-party consultant like Altus Group can come in and really help you with those requirements as well as to maximize that value. Speaking of value, another area that companies will say is, well, they're not really worth our effort. And I think that's a very short-sighted statement because, when you look at, just for example, what some quote-unquote tax credit per qualified employee could be, some of those are up to $9,000, $10,000, $15,000 an employee. For companies making significant investment in personnel and new jobs, that adds up very fast and can really improve the ROI on a project investment rather quickly. And at the end of the day, that helps increase the bottom line and makes the investment overall successful. So they can be, very valuable and they are worth that effort. Additionally, there's a lot of added value that you get that may not necessarily be dollars and cents, but incentives when you work with communities and you form a partnership, there's an inferred benefit there that companies will receive from a local level that will help make their local facilities more successful from a relationship perspective to permitting, to the overall corporate citizen. Then you also have other companies that say, well, we got it covered. And a lot of times when we go in, we review that, we find out that they have it covered up to a certain point, and that's usually the stuff that there is either, the low-hanging fruit that people will say or some of the statutory items. But they really missed the boat on a majority of the discretionary incentives and the value that can come from those. And, and then also I think the fourth area that you see resistance in is, well, we've tried it before and we haven't been successful. And my simple answer to that is it's a new day, and that's why you utilize somebody like us, the Altus Group, to come in and, better your experience, better your relationship, maximize your value. At the end of the day, that's what our goal is to really add the value for you with as little headache to you as possible.
That's great. Now, is there any secret to taking out the complexities of tax credit and incentives for companies in the U.S.?
Sure, hire us. but honestly, taking the time, as I said before, find an expert who their job is to maximize your value, which is taking the time, doing the job right, identifying what is truly valuable for the company, on their behalf, and then pursuing those values. That's where you really get, or that takes the secret out of the whole equation is hire the knowledge, hire the expert, and then the value will come.
That's perfect, and that segues excellently into the next question. So tell us about Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory and how you all help companies leverage these tax credits and incentives.
Certainly. The biggest area of value add for incentives is the discretionary incentive. You know, if companies, you know, you can be half successful by concentrating on statutory incentives, and even some of those are tricky, but the true value add is discretionary incentive. And how you get discretionary incentives is you properly position a project. It's all in the narrative to create the leverage needed, because at the end of the day, most discretionary incentives have a but-for argument. And what that means is that locality or that state or that jurisdiction, it has to provide a justification about why they're offering an incentive. It can't, you know, normally it just doesn't work that, well, we love the company, we want the company to come here. That's part of it. But the other part of it is we are providing an incentive to this company in order to attract them either away from somewhere else or to make their decision that our location is better than the competing location. So it's properly positioning that leverage and that but-for argument. That's where your larger incentive results come from. An example of that, a simple example is if you have company A, you know, is looking at, state one and state two, and they can put the project anywhere. The ideal and where you utilize and get your leverage is that Altus Group would come in and present your narrative with integrity, you know, honesty, as well as transparency, in order to develop that leverage necessary and to tell the company's story about the decision they have to make. And then, you know, it becomes very factual, you know, which state offers the best operational site, which state offers, you know, the best real estate, you know, at a cost, you know, what's the cost analysis on that? What is the benefit from the incentives? You know, how do they affect the decision? And you create a comprehensive decision that's made on all of the factors, not just incentives, you know, not just location, but the right decision for a company that will stand the test of time. And that's what we truly, you know, are able to provide, is to help companies make that the independent, correct decision that they can grow into, as well as benefit from an ROI that, you know, obviously in a public company, their shareholders appreciate.
Outstanding, Tom. This has been a great interview. Anything else to add today? Anything we missed?
You know, I would just say that, you know, if a business is ever unsure of a project or whether they should, you know, bring in an outside negotiator like Altus Group, there is a simple, you know, mathematical equation to consider is it's, well, what am I missing? What are the lost dollars if I don't do that? And, you know, generally speaking, a carefully, you know, and well thought out negotiated incentive package, which is what the Altus Group does, that can generate significant return on investment dollars to companies making those decisions, so that, you know, not only does the project operationally, you know, it's right to expand into this market, right, pays back your investment, but you pay that investment back a little bit faster because of proper positioning and smart negotiation.
That's perfect. What a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Altus Group podcast interview with Thomas Dubel, who is the Senior Director at Altus Group's Sparks, Maryland office. And as we mentioned, Tom leads Altus Group's Location and Incentive Strategy Services practice and was kind enough today to really give us the full insights on the landscape of tax credits and incentive trends. And Tom, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Sure thing. Take care.
Take care.